A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care-to-be-great.
The noon hour is here.
Check it out.
And you're locked on to Utah's highest rated, most listened to sports radio station.
It's my station.
It's my station.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hey, welcome on in, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. Hans, it's one of those days. How are you?
Oh, no. What? Why is it one of those days? What's going on?
It is 11 o'clock here in California, noon in Utah, and I've already deleted two tweets this morning. So, yeah.
Well, I know of one. What was the second?
Just another one I tweeted out about the same topic. And then I'm like, it's maybe coming across a little too aggressive. But I don't know. I'm like, I'm upset about this. This stuff's bothering me.
Stop deleting it and just leave it.
Yeah, you know, you can always send out an email that says, like, well, please don't do this. Don't do what I did. Those always work.
This weird rumor. This weird conspiracy theory that Damar Hamlin is essentially Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's and is being like hoisted up by Andrew McCarthy and Jonathan Silverman around all the NFL games. And it's like, it's disgusting to me. Like, it's funny that people would actually think that. And then it's kind of disgusting thinking that this guy went through like the most, obviously the most horrific, traumatic thing that anybody could possibly go through and live through. And it's a major miracle that should be celebrated. And you got a bunch of crazy wackos out there that are like, no, he died. And the NFL's keeping him, you know, they want him to, everybody to think that he's still alive so that they can save money and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, shut up, man. Like, what? Let's respect the medical professionals and everybody on the scene and the trainers that kept this man alive. And that's what should be celebrated, not this trash.
I had not really seen the conspiracy theorists out there. And believe me, I'm always up for a good conspiracy theory when there's at least some realm for possibility, at least some existence of a possibility. There is zero existence of possibility that Damar Hamlin is not currently alive and that it was a booster shot or it was the vaccine that took him, and the NFL is trying to cover this whole thing up. It really is, Scotty, incredible to me that somebody would actually be out there thinking that the NFL could cover this whole thing up and convince every player in the NFL and every family member that Hamlin has had in his life to follow along with this hoax in an effort to try to conceal what actually happened. It is the dumbest thing. It is a complete impossibility. You got Josh Allen who said, what are you talking about? He was in our locker room pre and post. And then he was up there in the booth and everybody's like, well, he's not showing his face. We don't see his face. Are you kidding me? This is the dumbest potential conspiracy theory I have heard in my entire life. You cannot cover up a man's death. Not this high profile, not in this situation. And if you're out there thinking, oh, Hans and Scotty are making something out of nothing, Scotty has sent out two tweets and he's been mowed over by the conspiracy theorists. And I've sat there watching these things and I'm like, are these people for real? I actually had to respond to one. Like, tell me what you're talking about. Well, we didn't see his face when the divisional playoff game was going on and he was up in the suite with his brother. We didn't see his face. You think that his little 10-year-old brother is just going to look at somebody and be like, oh yeah, give me some money and I'll say that's my brother and wave to the crowd? Are you crazy? Again, I'm all about some great conspiracy theories. I am, Scotty. You know that. Like, I'll jump on board with different spacecraft and UFO stuff, and I'll jump on board with the pyramids of Giza. And I've got some things that I really do believe in. But this, come on, people, come on.
I love a good moon landing conspiracy theory. I'll hop on the whole JFK thing, and for sure, let's have a good chat. Let's break it down a little bit. But this, I mean, I think it's just ultimately, like, I would laugh at it, and there is some element it's a little humorous that some people may actually buy into this nonsense. But the fact is, like, there were so many great people and so many people that went above and beyond to keep this man alive, and they should be celebrated, and they are. And the other thing, too, is, like, I don't know, even, you know, I even feel guilty bringing it up on the air because it brings, I don't want to say credibility, but brings attention to the people that actually think this stuff, because obviously it's a vocal minority that would actually come to this conclusion. But still, it is just horrific that there is a portion of our society that, like, look, you can be, there are people that I know and I have good relationships with that are very wary of the vaccine, and that's their right. That's fine. Like, I think the vaccine was very important to us being able to turn a corner. But if you don't want to take the vaccine, fine, whatever. You do you. I'm not even here to argue that. But if you're so dead set on the vaccine that anytime anybody has any kind of an issue, you're like, bam, it's the vaccine. That's what did it. Then you're crossing the line with me. Then it's going too far, because there's a lot of people that went above and beyond to try to keep this man alive. And they did a tremendous job, and he himself being able to overcome all these issues. Then it's just like, then you're just grasping at straws. Then you just want to project on other people, and that's not fair to them. That's not fair to the people that's kept him alive. That's not fair to all the wonderful miracles that happened for this man to still be on the planet in a really scary situation on an NFL field in front of millions of people. Then that, to me, that gets disgusting.
Yeah, it does. It does, but this conspiracy theory is bonkers to me. And I did, honestly, Scotty, I didn't even know it was out there until your tweet. And I saw, and I read a couple of responses, and I was like, whoa. And I responded to one, like, how could you think he's not dead? Or how could you think that he's not alive? Why would you think he's dead?
I still have no idea. I'm just seeing this now. I'm like, what is, this is crazy.
It's wild. It's actually a huge branch out there of people that actually believe that Damar Hamlin is dead. And Scotty, to your point, I'm always going to throw this in there. I will always be okay with questions. I'm always okay with questions. If you want to question the vaccine, if you want to question if somebody passed from the vaccine, if you want to question those things, that's fine. Like, ask questions, because that always leads to conversation, that leads to investigation, that leads to a deeper understanding. I'm always okay with questions. But sitting here and trying to act like the vaccine took this guy and the NFL is in full cover-up mode is bonkers. And to those of you out there that believe it, I don't know what to do for you. You cannot pay off a family, and you cannot pay off a league and anybody else that would ever have interaction with Damar Hamlin over a period of time. You can't pay them off to make it seem like he's alive. That eventually catches up with you, and eventually you are going to fall. It is the dumbest idea I've ever heard of in my entire life. Stop it. Do not pass go. Do not collect $500. You are dumb if you believe that.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man, it's so bad. And I blame Twitter, honestly. I blame social media because, you know, like you run into some guy who has a weird, bizarre rumor. You know, you go to Thanksgiving and your crazy uncle, not that you have crazy uncle's hands, or I'm just saying like the weird family member who always says the weird stuff and you're like, oh, well, that's Cousin Larry. You know, he's always got something up his sleeve and you kind of laugh it off. Well, now crazy Cousin Larry goes on Twitter and starts spouting up stuff. And then some people out there are like, wow, this Larry guy may know what he's talking about. Oh, I'm doing my research and Larry has actually got a point. And then it just kind of steamrolls. And it's like all of a sudden Cousin Larry's showing up on Fox News and saying all kinds of crazy stuff. And you're like, whoa, what's going on here? This got out of hand in a hurry.
Well, I looked at the Twitter account that you retweeted of, you know, whatever tweet it was. And that guy's got like 300,000 followers.
Yeah.
I think he was a former Major League Baseball player or hockey player.
Yeah. Aubrey Huff, it's one of Lloyd's guys.
No, Aubrey Huff's behind this?
Aubrey Huff's behind this.
That's the first one that I tweeted out. Yeah, he is. Go look at his Twitter account, Lloyd. That's the first one I tweeted out.
Oh, my God. Who is he, Lloyd? He's a whack job. Oh. He is a whack job. Jeez.
Played for the Giants forever.
He did. He won a World Series though, with them. Yeah.
Hmm. Well,
he's out there. He is. He's definitely out there.
Well,
so actually, I should not be surprised. This.
But see, this, Scotty, this is something I always have to check myself and say, Hans, why are you upset? And what are you upset about? If it's Twitter, then you got to drop it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Just drop it because it's not worth it.
You tell me that all the time, and I always believe you because. You know what? We always get after the athletes who say, like, my performance is affected by social media and the responses that I get. And you know what? Sometimes I get sucked in, it happens. And that's why I went back and deleted. I'm like, I'm making a big deal out of this, when in reality, it's just a bunch of morons that nobody really truly believes. So, yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. And that's probably why I should continue to send tweets to you and Lloyd before I send them out.
My worry is that at any point, you, me, or Lloyd actually meet somebody on the street or comes into a remote, is like, hey, I need to talk with you guys. This is actually happening. Like, Scotty, for one reason or the other, you had a friend that is a conspiracy theorist to the max, to the absolute max, that came into a couple of remotes and spewed some conspiracy at us and then sent some really horrible emails, and it was crazy levels of conspiracy. If anybody comes in and actually wants to try to debate or negotiate this is, I'm not going to stand for it. Like, you are out of your mind. Saying that DeMar Hamlin is dead and the NFL is covering it up? Oh, man, I can't even believe somebody would actually think that. Are you looking at the tweet now, Lloyd?
No, I'm actually looking at your top three songs all time.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not as fun as this.
No, this is pretty fun. I think you're wrong.
No.
Have you seen this, Scotty?
Yeah.
Have you seen his top three songs? Wait. Hey, top three? All time. All time. Those are your favorites all of time. Anything.
Yep. Most played, most loved, have the most meaning. Yep.
Oh, you know what? I had to look to the parentheses, Radiohead. I thought that was TLC.
Oh, no. Jeez. Lloyd.
Sorry.
No, you did not. I did not think one of my favorite songs all time was Creep by TLC.
I had to read. I didn't read to the side. I just was reading the titles, and I was like, okay, November Creep, TLC, November
Rain.
And I thought that
Please Forgive Me was that Bryan Adams song, too.
Stop. You did not. You know it's not.
Oh, man, I was about to, well, I'm glad it's Radiohead, because that was like, I mean, I like Creep with TLC, don't get me wrong.
I was happy to hear that Ajay's favorite song is Hotel California by the Beach Boys.
You know what? We just had a long conversation about not letting people troll us, that obviously is just have a cry of desperation for attention, and I'm not going to do it. He does that all the time where he's like, I'm going to say this crazy thing, and then everybody's going to get mad at me, and I'm going to get interrupted. I'm not doing it. No, Ajay, nope. When you said that Blake Griffin was a better basketball player than Dominique Wilkins, I'm not doing that either.
Who said that?
Ajay.
No, he didn't.
Ajay. No. Ajay and John Hartwell, the former athletic director at Utah State, got into a real throwdown argument. And Ajay's like,
something tells me Ajay's not going to back down on this.
No. He's still sticking to his guns on it.
Oh, my God.
And here's the great thing about Ajay is, like, he does it in such a way where it's like, he might actually believe this crap. Like, he might actually believe this nonsense that he's saying. And you can't really tell. Because, you know, like, sometimes people throw stuff out and like, oh, they're just trying to get a reaction. And then sometimes I'm like, I don't know. But the whole Beach Boys thing and Hotel California, that is actually, he did at one point believe it was the Beach Boys that sang Hotel California.
Was this before or after he ripped off 32 rungs from a stadium handrail with a vehicle? Was that before or after this?
Because... Oh, man, I wish I would have recorded. I saw the security video on that where he backed into he's driving his vehicle up by the stadium in Logan and tore off like 10 handrails.
Have you heard of this, Lloyd? Ajay ripping handrails off of the Maverick Stadium? Brand new,
actually,
too.
Actually, I did hear
they
about this.
They just got done with Maverick Stadium.
I saw pictures of this.
Bless his heart.
Or maybe a video. It might have been a video. And did I see video?
He also saw, well, yeah, there is video out there.
Okay. That's what I thought.
He did sideswipe the van, too, and he was a remote tech for us and claimed that it wasn't him. And it's like, Ajay, we know you did it.
He also tweeted out a nude picture of him in a laundry basket. Again.
Bringing it back around, I am seeing this Aubrey Huff tweet. He is such a moron.
Oh, my gosh.
That's just crazy.
I just can't believe there's people out there thinking that that's true. I can't even
believe it. He just tweeted yesterday, Aubrey Huff. Wow, dumbest comment in thread. Congrats.
Unbelievable. Who said that?
Just somebody just said, he just tweeted yesterday.
So, Scotty, did you really delete both tweets?
I don't know. It's just like, you know what? This is bringing attention to the weirdos out there, and I should not be doing
that. Well, that's a really good point. No, that's a good point. Don't give the weirdos more attention.
Yeah. I don't know. And then it just makes me sad because...
Yeah.
It just makes me sad because people respond and like, these are reasonable people out there in normal, everyday society that actually believe this and think this.
Yeah.
And that bums me out. Like, we have people out there that are going, you know, that are actually in their minds thinking, oh, wow, that's actually.
Well, I'm not, I will not give examples of this. I won't. And Scotty and I could do 5 shows on these things. I won't give an example of this. But people wish terrible things, terrible, horrible, horrible things to gain a political edge. Whatever that political edge might be, or whatever their theory is, they will wish terrible, terrible things to happen just so their idea or their thought can be right. And it's despicable. It's horrible.
Yep.
Again, I'm okay with questioning. I'll always be okay with questions. But to get excited about it being a potential one thing or the other, in a lot of the different horrific things that are happening in our country, you've got to stop with that. Ask questions, fine, but don't sit there and keep your fingers crossed on certain things. That's terrible.
Yep,
and I absolutely feel like this is coming from that angle, that area. And I don't like it, but DeMar Hamlin, soon enough, DeMar Hamlin will be in front of the public and we will see him. And even though we've seen him a couple times, we will see him and everybody can then
shut their
mouth.
Are they going to spin it when he's out on a field?
I don't know, man.
How are you going to spin that?
I don't
know. The government made a clone.
It's the same way that let's just say that there have been a lot of different conspiracy theories of body doubles standing in for people just for political gain. And it's the dumbest thing ever.
One of my favorite movies back in the 90s, remember that movie Dave, where the guy like was a looker, looked like the president. And so he swapped when the president died. He came in and took his place and then fell in love with Sigourney Weaver.
No, but that sounds like a fascinating plot.
Lloyd, you've seen it, right?
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's called Dave. It's actually a really funny, it's a good movie. You would like, Hans, I guarantee you would like that movie.
That sounds like a good plot. So Sigourney Weaver, who else is in it?
What's his name? I'm not even going to say the first name.
Calvin then Klein? You
guys will, is that
it is actually. It's Kevin Klein. But close.
Oh.
Yeah, Kevin Klein. Yep, that's it. Thanks, Lloyd.
Robert Duvall? Is he in it?
No, Robert Duvall.
Oh, okay. David Duvall.
Robert, yeah, Robert, no. Plant?
Robert Plant. Yeah, like the dude's the president of the United States. He dies, and Sigourney Weaver's the first lady. So this guy who looks like the president, they bring him in, and he takes over the country, and then he falls in love with the first lady. So yeah, it's kind of a weird, but it's good. It's a good show.
I'll give it a ride, man.
By the way, I got really one quick. This is a question that came up the other night at the coaches show. You brought up Ajay. And Ajay's our tech on Utah State Games. Really good dude. We love him. We give him a hard time. But I do have a question for you. And because I gave him a hard time about something the other day, and I want to see if maybe I was in the wrong. So we were talking, and there were a bunch of us around this table, and Ajay's phone went off, and he turns it off. And I looked, and his lock screen has a kind of a glamour shot of himself on his lock screen.
And so like I was a glamour shot by Deb, like
yeah, like he's like got this like
hand
like
under hand, the chin.
Yeah, exactly, hand under the chin, looking all, you know, philosophical. And I was like, Ajay,
okay, the answer is no on what you're going to ask. Just so you know, the answer is no.
I was like, Ajay, do you have a picture of yourself on your lock screen? He's like, yeah, everybody does that. I'm like, look, I got my wife. And the other guy's like, well, I have a picture of me and my wife. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. And then this other guy's like, well, I've got nature and all this other stuff. And then we're like, and he's like, everybody has a picture of themselves. I'm like, no.
So you don't lose your phone, right? You know which phone's yours, right?
I guess. But he's just like, that's not okay, right?
How do you guys put a picture on your lock screen? That's why the answer is no. You can change it from like this swirly stuff?
Well, I don't know
if you have an iPhone.
Can do that.
No. No, this is a
turn it around. Turn it around.
It's a cricket. What?
Oh, I thought I saw an Apple symbol. I thought, did you?
No.
Oh, okay. No Apple symbol there. I thought maybe you
still cricket.
Put an Apple sticker to make it look like you had an Apple phone.
It's still
that'd be funny.
So glad you guys can have a good time with that.
No,
I was asking. Can I get a?
You should be able to. Even I think that has that technology that you could actually. Yeah, you can make your wallpaper on your phone a picture of you. If that's what you desire,
or your not be wife. A dork and have it be somebody
or your kids, like see, I've got my kids.
Yeah,
see, I got my kids.
Yeah,
so
and you know how I feel about my wife. Mine would definitely be my wife.
Yeah, but not yourself, right?
No,
no, you cannot have yourself. That yeah, there's you can't do that.
Totally unacceptable. Did you bust him up pretty good on?
Oh yeah, yeah. All of us got him pretty good on that, and he was pretty. Defensive about it. He's like, no, there's a lot of people. We were at that restaurant where we do the coaching show. He's like, I bet 60% of the people have their own picture on their. I'm like, 0%. Nobody has a picture of themselves on their wall screen. That's a next level of vanity there where I'm just like, I'm not, you know, you got to be feeling really good about yourself to put a picture of yourself on your lock screen with nobody else on it.
I would pay $10 to be in the room listening to Utah State Athletic Director John Hartwell debate with Ajay on Dominic Wilkins and Blake Griffin. I'd pay $10. That's entertainment. That's better than a movie. You can't make that up. What angles did Ajay have?
That Blake Griffin was a better all-around player, that all Dominic Wilkins did was compete in a dunk contest. And I'm like, and so I was like, hey, did you ever watch him play? He's like, no, I've seen the highlights, though. I'm like, you're too young. You don't even know Dominic Wilkins.
It's anyway. So good. I love that guy.
Yeah. All right. We've gone way too long. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Busy show coming up a little bit later on. We will chat with Tim Lacombe at 1:05. Of course, those conversations all brought to you by Spherion. And then Kurt Heelan will join us at 2:05. It's all right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Lincoln Kennedy, Raider radio analyst.
What do you think of that concept of guys who are primarily college coaches being able to succeed in the NFL?
Urban Meyer and Chip Kelly are guys that come to mind. When Chip Kelly went to Philadelphia, one of the things I made jokes of is that he took away Taco Tuesday. I'm like, I'm a grown-ass man. You can't take away Taco Tuesday. In regards to Shaw, you know, I have a fond relationship with David. You know, he coached with the Raiders when I was there, and I know him personally. I think he's a great guy. I think he's a great coach. But he's not a control monger. His strategy and his philosophy will work well on a National Football League level.
That was a good answer, but I think it's still peaked at Taco Tuesday.
You can't take away Taco Tuesday.
I want Taco Tuesday to be a promo, Yak. Can we make that happen? That was good.
Your wish is my command.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Chevrolet. Proudly serving Utah since 1926. On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're locked on to Hans Olsen and Scotty Chin.
That's right, yeah!
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty. Hans, I love your lock screen. Storage space running low.
Hey!
Wait, did you figure out how to do a screen grab?
Hey! Yeah, I do know how to. What are you laughing about?
It just goes to show your phone where you're like, I can't have Instagram because I'm running out of app space. So you have to delete either Facebook or Instagram or Twitter to add one of them on there.
I can have one social media app at a time on my phone. And if I have to do something Instagram wise, then I have to delete my Twitter so that I can, or I have to go back and delete pictures or something. It's my phone has major storage issues, and I don't know what to do about it.
Get a new phone.
Other than that, Scotty, I'm not buying a new phone.
You don't have to. Our good friend Nate has offered to get you a brand new phone on the company, everything squared away.
Nate just tweeted his, and it is RSL. I have not seen yours yet, Scotty.
Why is that not surprising?
Maddie tweeted hers, and hers is a beautiful photo of her wedding day where it looks like the dog was the ring bearer, maybe?
That's a beautiful dog, too. Yeah. Is that a golden?
That is.
Or a lab?
It's a
big old
lab. But it's still not just herself, though. Like, that doesn't...
It's her in her wedding with her handsome husband who has done some great beard grooming. Look at the beard on that
guy. Yeah, he does
have
a good beard.
Yeah, no, that's good facial hair right there.
That's solid facial hair. If you're going to do facial hair for a wedding, you need it to look like that, but that's
Can you guys do a beard like that?
Look, you need to respond. I want to see your screensaver on there or your whatever lock screen.
Okay.
Get it up there. Did you come in with the starter, or do we need to hit the starter?
We still need to get to the starter.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Starting lineup right now, right here on the Zone.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
The lineup is set, and it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the starting lineup on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hope you're all well and having a tremendous day.
All right, so Scotty, this loss last night was what it was, 134 to 124. Jazz lose by 10. And going into that game, yesterday, Scotty and I spent a large portion of our show talking about Damian Lillard. We talked to Howard Beck about Damian Lillard and his situation, and Scotty and I talked about it, him being the best all-time Portland Trailblazer, but them just being locked in, not knowing what or being able to do anything with Damian Lillard. And this is exactly why. Because Damian Lillard, on an individual night, can give you 60 points and can make it absolute hell for a team and can get you the win, but there's just not a lot around him to give him that assistance. But Damian Lillard, Scotty, he broke records. Last night, only needed 29 shot attempts and 10 free throw attempts to score 60 points. That put him in elite company. Only Karl Malone with 26 shots and 60 points in 1990, and James Harden with 24 shots in 2019 have reached 60 points or on fewer shot attempts. Nobody else has done it. And Damian Lillard did it last night against the Utah Jazz. But here's the thing. Karl Malone and James Harden each took 23 free throws to get to the 60 with their 26 shots. So Damian Lillard posted the highest true shooting percentage. And a lot of people use the true shooting percentage. I know David uses it often.
Yeah.
It's a measure that combines efficiency on shot attempts and free throws. It's the highest true shooting percentage ever in a 60-point game at .898 on the true shooting percentage. What he did last night was unprecedented. It was incredible. It was a spectacle. It was entertaining. If you didn't get to see it, it was fascinating to watch Damian find his shots and knock down, find his spots and knock down his shot.
Those numbers are ridiculous. By the way, in the post-game press conference, he was asked about it, and he's like, oh, shoot, well, I could have done better. He's thinking of the 8 shots that he missed and was going through them like, man, maybe I shouldn't have taken that one, and maybe I shouldn't have taken that one. But 21 of 29 for 60 points, as you mentioned, including 9 of 15 from 3. Ridiculously efficient, and the Jazz just, hey, they ran into a buzzsaw last night with Damian Lillard, and I don't know if Damian... I'm sure he heard us talking about where his career is going and why they'll never be able to win there or any of that other stuff. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to show those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So a couple of other facts of his performance last night. He's only the 5th player in NBA history to score 60 points at least 4 times. The 5th in NBA history. So here's your other 4. You got Michael Jordan, who did it 4 times. James Harden, who did it 4 times. Kobe Bryant only did it 6. I thought Kobe had more 60-point performances. But what's insane to me is Wilt Chamberlain had 32 60-point-plus games. 32. And that's before a 3-point line, isn't it?
Yeah, that was a different era. But, yeah, nobody could really stop him. He just continued to do his thing. So, yeah.
Why do we not talk about Wilt in a higher regard?
Because we never saw him play. And, I mean, he's just of a generation that's you know, moved on, both as players and fans. And so there's just not – I mean, look, if he played in the 80s with, you know, with Michael and Larry and Magic, then, yeah, he'd be right there in that conversation. He's just too old. I mean, we never saw him play. And we should. We absolutely should, but we don't. And I'm as guilty as anybody.
Yeah, I'd love to talk more about him. I'd love to know more about him. 32 60-plus point games, plus he's well known for, what is that, 100-point game, 100-plus point game that he put out there. A couple of other facts about Damian Lillard's performance last night. It's the highest scoring output of an NBA player this year that was not in overtime. So Donovan Mitchell had his 71, Scotty, but that was an overtime game. And Luka Doncic had 60, but that was an overtime game against New York back on December 27th. So that 60 points coming in regulation from Damian Lillard is the most points scored by an NBA player this season. That also made Lillard the 3rd oldest player to score 60 points. So he's 32 years old.
It's interesting.
The 3rd oldest player to ever score 60 points in the NBA. So I just went and grabbed a bunch of different facts about it because 60 points is always incredible. And Damian Lillard is beloved here locally. And his name was swirling in all kinds of rumors of can the Jazz get him? Would the Jazz get him? Would they bring him? Does he want to leave Portland? And that's why Scotty and I have spent so much time talking about Damian Lillard over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Until Scotty dug up his contract and quickly flipped that back in a casket and buried it because that is a crazy contract, man.
Let's
crazy.
Just say in 2025, Damian Lillard will be paid about $900,000 for every point he scored last night. Like he's going to be in the $56 million range.
Oh, man. Are you kidding? So what can you do with that contract? What can Portland even do with that contract? How tradable is he, Scotty, with that contract?
I don't think he's tradable at all until the new new TV agreement hits and everybody's salary cap skyrockets.
Yes. So you can look at that $60 million and you can use it as a percentage and not a number.
Yeah.
Because right now that $60 million represents about, what, 45, 48% of the entire salary cap for a team?
And that's why, exactly, and that's why it's going to jump up, you know, because it goes, Damian Lillard goes 42 this year, 45, 48, and then all of a sudden, boom, in 2025, $58 million, and then a player option 2026 for $63 million. So the Trailblazers kind of, you know, position that to really skyrocket when that new TV contract hits. But still, even then, to be paid 42 this year, 45, and then 48, it's just a remarkable amount of money going his way.
An insane amount.
You imagine signing a contract, Hans, that will guarantee you essentially, just doing a quick math here, almost a quarter of $1 billion.
No, man, it's shocking. It's flooring. And in today's NBA, okay, so I'll give you for instance, Scotty, yesterday we went through that Jimmy Butler story where Jimmy Butler didn't play and the people from Argentina flew like 4,500 miles to come watch him and he didn't play and blah, blah, blah. And we were talking about Jimmy Butler not playing. Well, I went back and looked at John Stockton because I wanted to see, did John Stockton play 82-game seasons his entire career? Yes. Every one of the 19 seasons John Stockton played was an 82-game season. In the 19 seasons that John Stockton was on an NBA court, he played 82 games, 16 of those 19 seasons.
Yeah.
The other three, he missed a few here and there.
Yeah, there was the, I want to say, and Lloyd might remember, the start of either the 97 or 98, one of the finals years, he broke his leg and missed, I think, the first 10 or 15 games of the year. Jacques Vaughn started the start of the year. And yet, even then, it probably, for a lot of NBA players, it would have cost him half a season or even a full season, and he was still back within 10, 15 games.
Okay, so we are not in that NBA. No. These players are making this amount of money in this NBA. That's what's maddening to me. The payments should be reversed. We should be able to look back at history when these dudes would play every night without question. I think even for a long period of time, that was Kobe Bryant's belief. But, again, I know Kobe dealt with more issues than some. But that's when we should look back and be, oh, those guys were making $60 million back then. Oh, yeah, but it's because they actually cared. They really wanted to be on the court every single night. Or they didn't have the management, because I know a lot of them do care, but management system takes them off the court for a certain period.
If you cut it down to 72 games, I feel like you would still see some management load.
You still would.
You'd see it. Yeah, it wouldn't matter. Yeah. It's not going to change anything.
You would.
And Stan, I think it was Stan Van Gundy, tweeted out like, hey, guys are missing more games than ever before. We got to take a step back and look at what we're doing in terms of health and nutrition and blah, blah, blah. And like, wait a minute. No. Back in the day when John and Carl were playing, there was one trainer for the entire team. There was not a cook. They were flying commercial. All this stuff. Just guys are not as tough. Yeah. They're not playing through injuries. That's all it is.
And that's fine. And they want to extend their career. There is some intelligence behind it. I get it. And it's fine. That's fine. But let's call it what it is. There is a different level of toughness.
But that's the thing. They're making more money. They're making more money than what they were making. So you're making more. So why wouldn't you? Why is that not enough?
I don't know, Lloyd. And I do think some of that is taken away from them. I do think some organizations look at it with the preparation, getting ready for postseason. It's like Scotty said, Popovich had a system that got multiple championships and still kept guys off the court when he needed it. And so everybody looks at that and thinks, well, we can do that. In fact, I think Golden State's doing it to a large degree. I think they're dealing with some injuries, but I feel like Golden State's just kind of wandering around this 11, 10, 9, 8 spot for a period of time, because when they get there, they want everybody healthy and ready to go, because it's about championships, not about what we do in the 82 games. It's like we go back a couple of years when the Jazz were the number one team in the entire NBA with their record. What did that play out to? Jack squat. So how do I remember that season? Just a bunch of effort that was really good in a regular season, but then a whole bunch of hooey after. Whole bunch of nothing after. So I can understand it, but for crying out loud, it was different. And these guys, thinking of Damian Lillard making $60-plus million when he's 36, you said, Scotty?
Yep, 36.
Wow. It's incredible to me. But Damian was incredible to me last night. And, you know, we talk about these tough guys, and we've got one of the toughest guys ever on staff in Ron Boone. He's one of the toughest NBA guys ever. You talk about a dude that's had to learn how to adapt and bite his tongue, I'm sure, multiple times, and educate himself as to why teams are doing what they're doing. But there's got to be a lot of animosity deep in his bones thinking, geez Louise, I would have loved to make this kind of money.
I mean, the reason his Twitter handle is 1041 straight is he played in 1,041 straight games and never missed a game. No load management, no injury. I mean, I'm sure he was injured a lot and said, you know what? I'm going to go out there and play. No big deal. Let's do it.
One last thing. Damian Lillard, incredible last night. 72% overall from the field, as you mentioned, 21 to 29. That's sixth best in 60-point game history, that 72% overall.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. What you may have missed coming up next right here on The Zone.
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
It's time to talk some Utah Jazz basketball with the coach, Coach Tim Lacombe.
Give me your thoughts on Colin. I know you just said he was a game changer, but what is his ideal role going forward? Just what are your thoughts on him?
I'm saying he changes the game from a pace perspective. It's his ability to really get wherever he wants to get on the floor. He does a great job of that. I think over time, it's just a matter of him learning the nuance. It's a great thing when you have to slow a guy down. It's a hard thing when you have to speed him up. So you've got that working for you. Now it's just a matter of making reads. I think he can be a guy who, like Clarkson's been, comes into the game off the bench, brings you a crazy amount of energy defensively, pushes the pace on the offensive side. And if he can become a little better shooter and a better decision maker, you know, that role's there to be had. I think that could be his.
Hear Jake Scott and Ben Anderson every day from 10 to noon on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5 The Sports Zone.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. ReMedical is Utah's only physician-owned and operated wellness clinic offering ED treatments. It's discreet, non-invasive, and customized for your needs. Visit ReMedical.com today.
A couple things of what you may have missed, Scotty. First and foremost, what happened last night with the Aggies?
Yeah, well, San Diego State's a really good team. Fun time last night, too. Arena was rocking, but San Diego State... That's a big, physical, intimidating team, and jumped out to a quick 20-point lead against Utah State, probably midway through the first half. Utah State trimmed it to 11, and then it was 15 at the break. And then the Aggies, you know, it's like, I don't know, let me ask you this from a player standpoint. When you're playing a team that you know that they're going to be super physical, you know you've got a battle, and they come out and they throw a haymaker early, and it stuns you a little bit, and you're like, oh, boy, I don't know. And then you kind of settle in, and after that, Utah State went toe-to-toe, cut the lead all the way down to 6 with about 4 minutes left. But just at that point, I mean, it exerted so much to try to get back into the game. But there's not a huge discrepancy, in my opinion, in watching that game between Utah State and San Diego State. Aztecs just threw a haymaker early. They had a guy who went 7-for-7 to start the game from 3. I mean, he was just knocking in everything. And it was, and then when Utah State, like, oh, wait a minute, we can play with these guys. And they went toe-to-toe with them the rest of the way. But as a player, I think it's a weird vibe when all of a sudden you're like, oh, wait, we can hang with these guys, but it was just too late to overcome the deficit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. That guy that went 7-7, is that, as you say it, Psycho or Seiko?
Seiko.
Seiko.
And by the way, he has been with, he is the winningest player in Mountain West Conference history because he's been with the team for 6 years. With a red shirt and a medical red shirt and then the COVID year. In fact, last night was the 12th game he had played against Utah State. It was just a ridiculous number to play the same team 12 times in your college basketball career.
Jeez Louise.
But, yeah, tough loss for Utah State, though. And now they've lost, but not sugarcoated. I mean, it was a bad loss in terms of it's not bad to lose to San Diego State, but it is bad when you combine it with losses to Nevada and Boise State all on the road.
Yeah.
Now, the upside on this is Utah State has played the hardest non-conference schedule or the hardest conference schedule at this point. They played all the best teams on the road. Now all those teams have to go back to Logan, and Utah State's going to have to win a good chunk of those games to get back into the at-large conversation.
That makes sense. Where is the conference tournament's back in Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a big one for them. Then this is going to be a really good Mount West conference tournament.
Oh, yeah. These teams are big, they're physical, and they can get after you. And San Diego State's right up there with everybody.
One other thing, and what you may have missed, we've got the NFL Top Awards that are going to be coming down on February 9th. And I know a lot of people are interested in who maybe the MVP would be or Offensive Player of the Year. Well, here's your top vote getters in those categories. Right now, Scotty, your top five vote getters in the MVP category: Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, and Justin Jefferson, the Vikings wide receiver. All quarterbacks, one wide receiver, never a defender. Feels like defenders are never put in, they're never hardly even in the top five voting. But a lot of quarterbacks. Who deserves it out of those five?
Run that by me again.
Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson.
And we got to go regular season only, no playoffs.
Right.
So, you know, you can't hold the playoffs against Josh Allen. I would go Mahomes, but I'm pretty sure it'll go to Jalen Hurts because I think there's some Mahomes fatigue out there.
You're probably right. And the Eagles have been incredible.
Yeah.
Okay. Offensive Player of the Year. You got Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Tyreek Hill with the Dolphins, and Justin Jefferson with the Vikings. Two wide receivers, two quarterbacks for Offensive Player of the Year. And they never do the Offensive Player of the Year the same as the MVP, right?
Yeah. So probably Mahomes gets that one.
Yeah.
Hurts gets MVP, Mahomes gets Offensive Player of the Year.
Three Defensive Player of the Year candidates, top vote getters: Cowboys linebacker Micah Parsons, 49ers D end Nick Bosa, and Chiefs defensive tackle Chris Jones.
I would go Micah Parsons.
Yeah, he's been incredible this year. All three of those guys are incredible, though. I love the way Nick plays that edge. He is so good.
Yeah.
Chris Jones has been dominant in the middle for sure.
Yeah, I'm not going to give it to a Chief. I already gave Mahomes something. So
and then I'll do one more. Coach of the Year: Bills, Sean McDermott. Eagles, Nick Sirianni. 49ers, Kyle Shanahan. Giants, Brian Daboll. Jaguars, Doug Peterson.
You know who I'd want to vote for is a guy not on the list is Pete Carroll, who gave up his quarterback and revitalized the career of Geno Smith, which had no career before, and was right there on the edge of the playoffs. Like, when we talked about...
Made it to the postseason, didn't he? Yeah.
You're right. Sorry, my bad. And so it was right there. You go back to the start of the conversation about how crappy the Seahawks were going to be. I mean, I think Pete Carroll needs to be on that list, but out of those group, give me the Eagles coach, probably.
Nick Sirianni.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, 12 o'clock straight up. Hands and Scotty. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. We're going to chat with Tim Lacombe coming up next, right here on The Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.